Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here, Studio E. And we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, to our hospital and ER room workers, to our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, we want to thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road drivers, our 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the great bulk mail center haulers that are out there hauling their packages in the mail. So we get our stuff today. And, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to be delivered. Not to forget about Amazon and the warehouse people, as well as their drivers that are out there hauling packages coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're also on Getter, we're also on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America, and it's all lowercase. And, of course, our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, and you'll see some things over there, including some links to the guests that we have on the show, starting with none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. Well, it's a little cooler tonight than what it has been. It's 64 degrees on one side of the building, and it's 65 degrees on the other side of the building. So that's where we're at with the temperature at the moment. How about you?
Well, we're coming in at 57 degrees and cloudy this morning, Captain.
So we're trying to catch up with you.
That's right.
All right. Well, I hope we don't, because that's, you need a light coat this morning. There's a little bit of a breeze, but that is what it is. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, Kyle, why do we emphasize those two words, under God?
Because our nation was formed on Judeo-Christian values.
You betcha it was, and we don't let anybody forget about it either. Well, you know, Kyle, a lot of discussion going on in D.C. right now between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Minority Leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, who is now back to work again. But this is what we heard yesterday from House Speaker McCarthy talking about the debt limit and talking about the budget and a deal that they want to make with Joe Biden, if at all possible. But we'll see where that goes. You know, it rains in sunny California, right?
Right.
All right, so let's listen to this.
GOP House Speaker Kevin McCarthy vowed that defaulting is not an option. He accused President Biden of being missing in action and pledged to pass legislation to raise the debt limit, but only if coupled with a cap on future federal spending. However, the White House cried foul, accusing McCarthy of dangerous economic hostage-taking. Mr. Biden wants Republicans to approve a debt ceiling increase with no strings attached, as they did when Donald Trump was president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As they did when Donald Trump was president. Well, there was a little bit of a difference, wasn't there?
I believe so, yes.
Wasn't the deficit and the budget all starting to come together and going down, and the economy was extremely good, and we had the best times that we'd seen in 20 years? Right now, we don't.
No, it's the worst times that we've seen in 40 years at this point. This is exactly what we're experiencing. And, of course, we just heard there with Greg Clugston, the idea of the hostage taking. Well, this is what the White House is saying in a Twitter post on Monday, Captain. They're not just talking about hostage taking. It's the MAGA Republicans, evidently, in Congress who are trying to do the hostage taking, evidently. So they had to get that in there as well. But right now, we've reached our debt limit of $31.4 trillion, and it's been about 75 days or so now, I think, from that, is what McCarthy was talking about, or the GOP was talking about.
Right.
So, that yeah, if they don't come to an agreement, we might just find out what it really happens if you have an immovable object that meets an irresistible force.
Well, that's all true, and of course, when you want to talk about Twitter, there were a lot of messages on Twitter yesterday. Tucker Carlson was out there as he pressed the Twitter CEO, Elon Musk. I don't know, did you catch their interview on television?
I did not have a chance, unfortunately, no.
All right, well, direct messages on Twitter may not have been as private and secret and secure as users were once led to believe, particularly by the company's previous leadership, in a two-part interview that's giving Fox News Monday and Tuesday by Tucker Carlson and Twitter CEO Elon Musk on whether or not the U.S. government had access to users' private messages. We'll get into that when we come back. So, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, I'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Tuesday morning. And, of course, Tuesday is the day that we hit up Mission Barbecue with our friends and neighbors. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha we will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And, by the way, let's not forget that on Tuesdays, we are at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, which is right off the Veterans Expressway to the east. Let's see, one, two, it's at the third traffic light right on the corner. You'll see Bam Bam, the big old deuce and a half out front with the big smoker on it. And you'll see the big American flag up in the air, too, and that's Mission Barbecue right there. And we have a very good group of people that come, predominantly patriotic and veterans, and you don't have to be a veteran to attend, but, of course, you will see other veterans there. And, as I said, it's very patriotic. They play the national anthem at noon. Everybody stands up. Veterans salute the flag, and we sit back down again after that. And I'm there from 11:30 to 1:30, so I hope to see you there. All right, let's bring Kyle Warren back into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, I'll tell you. It's going to be another great day here. Yep.
Indeed it is.
All right, well, yesterday, something really strange happened in New York City. Two men were arrested on charges that they had helped to establish an undeclared police station on behalf of the Chinese government, according to the Justice Department, and also announced action against 34 officers of the National Police of China for allegedly creating and using fake social media accounts to locate and harass dissidents inside the United States. Wow.
Wow is right, Captain. One of the head of the New York FBI field office, Michael Driscoll, is quoted as saying, "This is a blatant violation of our national sovereignty." Okay, so this is pretty heavy-duty stuff. These two men by the way, they're both U.S. citizens. They were arrested on Monday morning. They did not file any kind of paperwork saying they were agents of a foreign government. So this is going to really be a major prosecution. But what they're doing is they've got these so-called police stations where they do try to intimidate or silence Chinese dissidents or people who speak out against China. And by the way, Captain, even though it's known that these exist, this is the first arrest, evidently, anywhere in the world, because China evidently maintains similar offices in different countries.
They do, and they've got others in the United States in some of the big blue cities.
Well, of course. So this is a major step, because if, you know, people come to this country so that they can be free, they can speak freely, they can criticize, for example, the Chinese Communist government. And as I mentioned about the FBI field office head in New York saying it's in violation of our sovereignty, well, guess what? The Chinese Communist government doesn't care about your sovereignty. I think that much is clear.
Wherever you're at.
Exactly right. And so this is, again, this is part and parcel of what the Chinese Communist government is up to. They want to influence. They want to control. They want to do all these kinds of things. And they are serious, very serious.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if there's any more of these in the United States, and I believe there is, they're going to be shut down rapidly. Watch and see.
Well, that's right, because now they know that they're getting found out. And for people who have come to this country, in fact, Captain, back in the day when I was in school, I had a professor. He was Chinese, and he spent a long time in a Chinese prison camp and told us all kinds of stories. And people come to this country because they love freedom, and they want to get away from these kinds of controlling, you know, authoritarian places that are just terrible.
The U.S. Internal Revenue Service, the company and the part of government that you love to hate, right?
Right.
Provided live assistance to 87% of taxpayers' phone calls during the 2023 tax filing season, which ended yesterday, I might add, right?
Right.
Up from some 15% due to customer service hires made possible by the $80 billion in new IRS funding, which has happened over a decade, according to the U.S. Treasury Department.
Well, very interesting. It's interesting that people are able to communicate in that way and on that scale, especially at a time when they do have a lot of questions, no doubt about that.
Well, if you use a service yesterday, it was almost impossible to get across to anybody. Unless you got on the internet and sat for hours and waited for an answer.
I can imagine, yes.
Yeah, because I did my taxes yesterday as well, and I had one little question that I couldn't get answered, and I had to wait, and then finally they sent a message back and said, "We will call you back at your number in 56 minutes.
did they call back in 56 minutes?
Called back in 55.
Oh, very interesting. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah, and I got my question answered, and that took care of that. And I filed electronically.
Yes. Well, I think, generally speaking, people understand that they need to pay their taxes. A lot of times they want to make sure it's actually being spent on good things for the country. But, the deadlines are there, and people have the opportunity, and I'm glad that they could get their questions answered.
Now, I'm not exactly sure who this is. I was trying to do some fast catching up. But there's a Democratic congressman by the name of Cardenas. And that person is being looked at by a conservative watchdog group. What's that all about?
Well, evidently, this, according to Newsmax, they're calling for an investigation into Representative Tony Cardenas, Democrat out of California. Evidently, his legal defense fund allegedly accepted contributions from a registered lobbyist, which is a violation of House rules. So that's what that's about.
Oh, well, what's a rule? I mean, why let a rule stop you?
Well, that's right. That's right.
Okay, now we got to talk about something that's a little bit more dynamic, and it's the Taliban. The Taliban have been killing Afghan civilians ever since we left. Catch them, the bad guys, you know, the guys that supported us while we were there and supported the Afghan government. And when they catch them and they realize who they are and they can prove it, whether they can prove it or not, I guess, they turn around and they execute them. Now, they're blaming, of all things, the ISIS-K group for all of this.
Well, sure. Now, this, according, there was this thing called the Doha Agreement in 2020 that was supposedly ending the hostilities between the Taliban and the United States. And this, the prerequisite was that they would have to fight terrorists, evidently. They're blaming the wrong people and just doing the killing, it looks like.
Well, they haven't held by any agreement that's been signed. Like, for example, the women allowing the girls to go back to school and have businesses and this, that, and the other, they stopped all that within days.
Well, that's right. And as Mama used to say, don't trust the Taliban. I mean, I'm not trying to make a joke out of it, but it's definitely the Taliban have absolutely nothing in common with you know, our modern world.
Well, I think more than Mama said something.
Right.
I just had that feeling. What do you think?
Yeah, well, and Donald Trump said the same thing. I think everybody who understands says don't trust the Taliban.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is, and you're going to get what you're going to get. So I totally agree with the not trusting part. By the way, a donor has said that the Clarence Thomas controversy is merely a political hit job.
Well, yeah, it very well looks like that. But of course, Captain, you know, in the world of politics, facts don't matter. I think this concerted effort now against Clarence Thomas is to try to get him either impeached or make him step down from the court. Because why? Because Then President Biden can appoint a new Supreme Court justice. I mean, it just this is just, to me, it looks like sort of the latest gambit of how do you disrupt the court.
Yeah, Joe B. Attaboy gets to appoint a new justice.
Exactly. And they don't want to wait. And also, I think it's also, Captain, because I think they're really worried about the Democrats and their chances in 2024, especially if Joe Biden is the candidate.
Well,
and so they want to do this fast. You know, they want to get it done fast.
It's beginning to look more and more like he's going to be the candidate. In the meantime, you hold on. And folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. These stations are going to have an opportunity to talk to you. And we'll be back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Charges have been filed against a white Missouri man in his 80s after he shot a black teenager who rang his doorbell by mistake.
The defendant is charged with an A felony. It's the highest level of offense in the state of Missouri. It carries with it a range of punishment of 10 to 30 years or life imprisonment.
Clay County prosecuting attorney Zachary Thompson added there is a racial component to the case, but would not elaborate. The mayor of Akron, Ohio, is calling for peace after a grand jury decided not to bring charges against officers involved in the shooting death of Jaylen Walker. The shooting happened last June when 8 officers, 7 of them white, were involved in shooting an unarmed Walker who is black. China has been running a secret police station in New York City. The facility was used by the Chinese government to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists. Charges have been filed against at least 2 Chinese suspects. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will take it away, Kyle Warren. Thank you very much. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com, namely Mike Lindell and company. And, you know, I heard from some folks yesterday who were very, very happy with a purchase that they made. And I had even forgotten about this, to be honest with you. And I don't know why I shouldn't, because, I mean, after all, I've got a set and I use them. But the sheets, the Giza sheets, you can buy those now. Buy one, get one. Again, buy one, get one. You can save as much as 50% on the mattress topper. Remember, I've got one of those, too. The promo code is CAPTAIN. That's all you need. Promo code is CAPTAIN. And by the way, pillowcases, oh man, save 50% with the promo code CAPTAIN on your pillowcases. It's really great what's going on over there, and I know a lot of people are taking advantage of it, and you should too, is to go over to MyPillow.com, use your promo code CAPTAIN, and save a bunch of money on a bunch of stuff that they got there. It's just that simple. Sleepwear, loungewear, for men, for women, you got it. Yep, they sure do. And a lot more. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. If you want to call them on the phone, you can do that at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. There's operators on duty right now at 800-641-5459. That's relief. Listen to me. That's MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And the promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. So give it a shot. See what they can do for you. And, Kyle, I know you've been busy over there scouting around again.
Well, of course, that's right. And I got to tell you, you know, sleeping on the Giza sheets every night is just heaven. It's really something. And, of course, we love our MyPillow slippers and the towel sets, Captain. You know, I don't think we'll ever buy a different kind of towel. Once you've tried the MyPillow towel set, you'll really be satisfied.
Well, I'm amazed at how quickly you can dry yourself with those towels and they're not saturated, you know, soaked, saturated, wet. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they really are something. And they're comfortable, and they're warm, I mean, and they're fuzzy. They're everything you want in a bath towel.
Just what you want in the middle of winter.
That's right.
A fuzzy wuzzy. All right. Well, it's rather frustrating for me to tell the people again that the Supreme Court leaker is still at large.
Well, that's right. There was a comparison drawn the other day, Captain, of course, with the latest leak, with the Air National Guardsmen, and that's still ongoing and expanding, evidently, their investigation. But I did hear the comparison that, well, the Supreme Court leaker, they can't find this individual or group of individuals, whoever it may be, but they found the Air National Guardsmen pretty quick. A lot of people are frustrated by that.
Well, that's because the Air National Guardsmen made the mistake of posting things in some of these worldwide groups. And the group then turned around and found out who this person was, and they turned him in.
Well, exactly. But I think the metaphor is there in the sense that, you know, the Supreme Court, this was a major, major leak that caused all kinds of issues. And, of course, set up all of the demonstrations and whatnot and the outpouring when the actual decision did come down about returning Roe v. Wade back to the states. But it's almost unprecedented, Captain, that we'd have something like that happen. The Supreme Court has got to be able to deliberate. It's got to be able to freely exchange opinions on things between the justices and freely be able to come up with their decision without it becoming this huge political question.
What would you say if I were to tell you that a poll that came out yesterday showed 61% saying the economy worsened last year? Why is it just last year?
Now, how about yesterday?
Yeah, how about the year before? How about the year before? And so on and so forth.
Well, sure. Well, I think we track it down to basically, right, January 20th, 2021.
Right.
It started then, with the, you know, getting off being energy independent and the whole nine yards. But yeah, people do think the economy's worsened. They know the prices are higher. They know interest rates have gone way up. They can't get a home equity loan. They can't refinance. If they need to go buy a car, they're shocked at how little car their dollar will buy at this point. And that's if you have to get a car. If you don't have to get a car, so many people are just fixing their car. They're not going to go out and spend the money at those high rates at this point. Why would they? Because they know that things are not very hunky-dory.
And people are buying what's available that can save them money. For example, there's all kinds of these off-lease vehicles that are coming being made available now. And there's nothing wrong with them at all. They've been well taken care of, and you can get yourself an almost new car with a full warranty, and away you go.
Well, true. But they also have to deal with whatever the payment might be with their interest rate. And so I just think a lot of people are trying to hold on to their cash for one thing, because they know that, things don't look so good right now. Now, everything, you know, things could change. But you would think that, at the very least, the Biden administration would have to make some moves to point us in that direction. But right now, they just seem to keep saying, well, whatever, it's, the economy's fine, you know, and it's not really.
Now, do you remember when the Ukraine was sending grain via train and via ship all around the world?
Right, yeah.
Have they been doing any of that lately?
To be honest, I don't think so.
Not to any large degree. They've not. And what they are trying to do now is they're trying to reopen their grain transit via Poland via train.
Yes, that's what we're hearing. That's right. That's right. They're trying to do that, and they're obviously, you know, that's going to help them with their own resources.
Well, I wish them well on that sort of thing, but I wonder what will happen when they start blowing up trains that are carrying grain. That'll be, you know, Russia's not going to want Ukraine to benefit on that.
Well, no, and of course, also that's going to feed in to the world perception and perhaps more world outrage as to what Russia is doing on a daily basis with their all-out total war.
Okay, now we heard yesterday that our friend Congressman Greg Stube here in Florida's 17th District is going to be endorsing Donald Trump for president in 2024.
That's very interesting. Of course, again, early on, but right now Donald Trump seems to be on that kind of trajectory for now. But, of course, you know, things can change in politics. But especially with the likes of Mike Pompeo deciding he's not getting into the race, that certainly is a major factor here.
Well, he's picking up what we thought was going to happen, a more or less direct line right into the Midwest. Out of Florida. A lot of people in the Midwest love what Donald Trump stands for still to this day, because he did do a good job in turning around the economy in cities like St. Louis and Chicago and Gary and I know I'm forgetting something. Oh, Louisville.
Well, that's right. And, you know, even with the indictment, because that has strengthened Donald Trump's position, because, again, Alvin Bragg gave everybody proof positive and Donald Trump proof positive. I like the way Jonathan Turley puts it, that they're out to get him no matter what, that this is all political prosecution and just makes the case, right? But at the same time, Donald Trump and the Donald Trump campaign needs to be able to navigate through this very, very difficult time. Things are different than they were in 2016. And if they play it right, they can go out and get those voters who would like a reason not to vote for Joe Biden or not to vote for the Democrat of the day, as it were, and try to give Donald Trump another chance. But that's incumbent, no pun intended, on Donald Trump.
Well, that's true, and there are all sorts of things that seem to be going on that are, once again, leaning in his favor. We'll see as things move along. And speaking of moving along, we're coming up on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, ladies and gentlemen, where we let you know about what's going on out there in the roads. And, yes, we have a situation out there on some of the highways tonight that you need to know about, because it's not just a peachy keen night for everybody, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, you are right. Okay, Kyle, hang on, folks. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's going to be your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
version of Bad Company. It's called Good Lovin' Gone Bad, and Kyle and I were just talking about that. I've not heard that song, nor do I remember it, Kyle.
I don't either. It looks like it came out, it was recorded back in 74, came out in 75 from their album Straight Shooter, and yeah, the early Bad Company.
Yep, and they all had hair.
That's right. It was the 70s, yeah.
All right, well, critical fire weather is out there today. In Tuesday, and severe thunderstorm storms will be approaching through Wednesday and Friday across parts of the Deep South and the middle part of the U.S. And we have some cold weather and some snow again towards the north. So I do see that we do have a little bit of weather that came in from the ocean out your way, but nothing like what we thought was going to have happened, because the activity, if it's there, it's pretty much fizzled.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're taking a look at the weather map right now, but on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and into Friday even, in Seattle, Washington, right now it's 40 degrees there and clear, but you got rain coming through all the way Tuesday through Friday, it looks like. Take a quick check here for Portland, Oregon, in that area. It's light, really raining there right now, 40 degrees as well, and rain through at least Friday, it looks like. Maybe a little respite on Saturday, and we're back at it on Sunday for rain, so you definitely got stuff happening there. But we do have, as you talked about, some of these critical fire weather areas. This is essentially the entire eastern half of Colorado. Most of New Mexico, if not all of New Mexico, is basically in a fire weather warning or watch, so do be careful there. We do have a wind advisory in northern Arizona as you come across Interstate 40. That's going to cover, as I said, most of the northern part of Arizona. That's Route 66, of course, and that's going to cover through Flagstaff as you move west out of New Mexico. Up in central and northern Nevada as well, we continue with these wind advisories. If you're coming out of I-80 on Reno, you've got a cold storm, evidently, that's going to move into the region from Monday, that's yesterday, into today on Tuesday, and you've got gusty winds and significantly cooler temperatures and chances for rain and snow in this area as you're coming out of Reno, coming up I-80 on your way to Winnemucca. So be aware of that. Be careful. Wind advisory also in the high desert of California, coming out Interstate 15, trucking through Cajon Pass on your way to Baker, all the way up towards Las Vegas. So do be careful out there. We do have some snow to tell you about in the Walla Walla area. We also have snow that is just southeast of Idaho Falls, moving down towards Logan, Utah, and starting to head towards Salt Lake City, it looks like. And if you're in Northern California, if you're in Susanville and heading up through Lakeview in Southern Oregon and then Burns in Central Oregon, you've got snow right now. More next hour, and back to you, Captain.
Well, there's snow all right, and there's some snow up to the north, and there's still some rain up in the north right now. North Dakota, the eastern third of North Dakota, from Canada on down to the South Dakota line, especially I-29, that area is saturated with rain, has been for going on several days, is again. You got a little bit of rain just inside Minnesota, same scenario down to the line with Iowa. Let's see, with Iowa. And then over to the northeastern part of Minnesota tonight, you've got rain, which includes the eastern part of the Twin Cities, as well as over into Duluth. And across the northern part of Wisconsin, you've got rain tonight. And way up in the panhandle, the upper portion of Michigan, there is a winter storm watch up there right now for what could be more snow. Yesterday, as I said, it was kind of unique watching the entire area of Lake Ontario, Kyle, being under a winter storm warning.
That's right, in Lake Michigan. You're right, exactly, yeah.
Yep, just the lake.
Yeah, just only the lake. That's really something.
Now, we got a freeze warning that encompasses the eastern bottom part of Iowa, to include the Quad Cities over to Chicago along I-80. That also goes down about halfway towards Springfield, Illinois. It is a freeze warning. We have a heavy frost warning down below there. that takes us over through the bottom half of Indiana, and then takes us over into the southwest corner of Ohio, and also takes us down into Kentucky, the kind of like the central area of Kentucky right now, down below Louisville. There's a heavy frost advisory all through that area down there. Looking down at the bottom, taking down a look at the Gulf, got a little bit of fog around New Orleans. Patchy fog comes over towards Mobile. Got us a gale warning around the southern tip of Florida to include the Keys. Goes up the east side up towards Fort Lauderdale. And well, it looks like it might, Fort Lauderdale will be about it at the moment. Might be moving along, but I don't really see it, so I'm not going to mention it. Then coming up the east coast again, we have fog. I can see it in North Carolina. Along the coast, I can see it Chesapeake Bay and running inland. I can also see it coming up into Maryland and Delaware and Jersey, and that same fog goes up around Long Island, and then it picks up again just north of Connecticut, up near Boston, and runs up the coast side of Massachusetts all the way up to Maine, all the way up to Nova Scotia. So there you go. That's your fog for tonight.
Exactly right, yes, and there's a lot of it out there, that's for sure.
Boy, is there. All right, tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J and what we might get if we show up there.
Well, if you show up at the Pilot or Flying J Travel Centers, number one, you're going to find great prices on fuel, so you can fuel up. You're going to find great food that you can fuel yourself up with that. That's also very, very important when you're out there on the road. And you're also going to get all the great supplies that you're going to need for your trip. And when you truck on into Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, go to pilotflyingj.com first and download the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. That's going to allow you to get great offers, save money, be able to do things like earn points up to 4 gallons. Four points per gallon. And then also when you do other things with the app, like, say, reserving your parking space, you can start earning bonus points as well. So you definitely want to check it out today. That's the My Rewards Plus app, the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com and download it today.
Yeah, I got a message yesterday from somebody sitting at one of those reserve spots up in Jasper, Georgia, which is actually around Atlanta. And a Flying J up there, and they were just checking in, letting me know that they appreciated the show. Somebody that was listening to the podcast, so there you go.
Excellent. Wonderful.
Never say never, right? All right, hold that thought. Kyle and I will be back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch comes right back right after all of this.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.